Right. Take two, the remix, the sequel, the cover version. Happy International Orangutan Day to you, Sean.
Take two, the sequel, the cover version. Happy International Orangutan Day to you too, Melanie.
I say that because it is International Orangutan Day, and normally for every episode that we do, we kind of make, for anyone that listens to both our Canada recaps and the UK recaps, and now the Down Under recaps, we generally do a different intro for each one. But stop using palm oil. Every time you use palm oil, you are chopping down a tree that an orangutan lives in.
Palm oil is evil.
It is. It sounds like I'm being a smart ass dickhead when I'm saying it, but legit, don't fucking use it. Because you're also fucking up the tigers as well.
That's
So
true.
don't do it.
Yeah, like you can take a private jet if you want, but don't use palm oil. That's what I say.
Well, Sean says that you can use a jet. I say, mate, just fucking walk. Go for a
Walk.
walk.
Take a boat.
Take a, you do some other thing. Just look whatever you want. Just don't fucking, don't use palm oil. Stupid. We are now up to episode three of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under.
Yep. Episode 3.
Cool. Now, Queen Kong won the lip sync last week. We opened the episode. Everyone is like, oh my God, we never, ever, ever, Trevor, want to lip sync against you. And
Yeah, Minnie's like, we get down on our knees for you. We want to suck you off.
yeah, I know. I felt so uncomfortable. I don't know. I was just like, dude, don't, mate, we don't want to be sucked off. Don't make jokes about suck it off. I don't know. Mate, I'm still recovering from COVID. From the previous episode we just recorded half an hour ago, I'm still recovering. It's been 10 days, I'm still testing positive. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is a long
Just
run.
keep.
I've heard the new, maybe it's the newest strain. I have heard it last the longest. Like apparently you test positive for the longest.
Hey,
That's what they
I'm
say.
living up to Fearsalicious's new motto and life, yeah, life, way of life, motto,
No, I
whatever.
wish you'd just told me earlier.
I'm just keeping it positive. Everyone's always said
Positive.
that I've been a overall pretty positive, so positive person, but this is fucking ridiculous.
Positive vibes.
Positive
Positive
vibes
vibes
only.
only. No negative vibes
Yeah.
here.
Well, we are reporting to you from the land down under. It's Australian as fuck at the moment where we are. Firstly, I'm here. Sean, we can argue he's technically Australian. Is he Australian as fuck? Not really, but we're going to give him a go.
Right then.
I'm just while I was uploading the Canada episode onto Anchor for Sian to edit, I mixed up some lorikeet feed, which is like a powder. I got the banana flavored one this time and it's got bits of fruit in it. I mixed it up. I went outside. My two favorite rainbow lorikeets were sitting in my bottle brush tree, otherwise known as a clystemon.
You went outside and did your like, ah.
Yeah, I was all like, ah, and Tuka, I call them Tuka and Bertie. They came down onto the tree. They waited for me to put the nectar into the, or like the lorikeet feed. It's like a simulation, like nectar. I put it into the bird feeders. I walked away. They came down, and now they're eating it. Aussie as fuck. And also, I'm sitting here with the heater on and my short shorts on.
Basically, the Aussie version of like, feed the
The birds. I actually sung that for a singing competition once.
Nice.
Yeah, I won, obviously. I mean, obviously. That's one thing I'm getting frustrated with COVID. I can't sing. Every time I try to sing, I just cough. I can barely speak without coughing. A nightmare. And I've got surgery coming up next month for a septoplasty. So the more I think about it, I think I'm just gonna have 2 month vocal rest.
Yeah. Or no high range.
I
Yeah.
almost just want to
That.
take a complete break because I don't want to ruin my voice. I'd rather rest and then have to,
Yeah.
put my practice into overtime when I'm better, as opposed to ruining it now.
Also, when I had my month and a half of like bronchitis or whatever it was, I was like,
Oh.
I think I didn't really sing at all for like 3 weeks, and then like once I was sort of back at work, I was like I couldn't really sing anymore, sing anything high at all. So like I would just sing low range if I could sing. Like, yeah. Yeah,
I'm
thank
sorry.
goodness I've got Jet I can do. If I'm sick, I can basically just be a bass.
Okay. I'm sort of like, I'm still humming and just keeping it warm. But yeah, I'll be able to get back into it again. It's fine. It's just more so I've been sick like this in the past and I have been sicker. And, when you try to sing when you're sick, you're just doing nothing but ruining it. You may as well just rest and then
Yeah.
just, put it back into practice. But anyway, back into the episode. RuPaul comes out in a pink gingham suit. That's fun.
Yes. Yes, still giving us like no. I feel like the producers are purposely like feeding into the rumors.
That is not there.
Yeah.
How?
They gave Mamie one long shot for like a split second where Beverly Hills was standing in front of Rue. But otherwise everything is a close up. It's very funny.
I think because of social distancing, they have to keep him far away.
I
I think
think
that's
they are
why they're
doing
doing
that.
it.
I think they are doing that, but yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's stupid. What I was gonna say,
Like they could easily camera angle things to not look that way if they
yeah.
wanted to. I think they're just, I don't know if they're just lazy or they're literally like, we should just encourage this so people talk about it. Their producers are weird to me, but
We've got a mini challenge. I'm starting to think, does the world think that Australians are pervs?
yeah, probably. But I mean,
Especially now, because we've got bloody Mini Cooper being like, I'm not going to suck you off and whatever.
this one, but I think this one is just a Drag Race thing. I mean, they do it every season. They bring out the pit crew. Plus, all the drag queens are stuck in. Yeah, I think the drag queens get all like funny in these moments too, because they're all stuck in quarantine before and after. They're not really around any. On and even without quarantine, they're not around any of their partners or anything. So they're all just kind of like away from. Yeah, they're all away from sexy men. They don't have their phones. They can't really do anything. So the
I
match a
mean,
sexy man come into a room, they get all like,
you're describing my dream. Just being alone for weeks on end, no one touching me.
Yep, seeing no one, hearing from no one.
Yeah, seeing no one, hearing from no one, no sex, no nothing. That made me sound like I'm a nun. I'm not. I'm just very much like it's on my terms. But also, like if Adrian was like, you know what, I think we should sleep in two separate beds, I couldn't care less. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, more room for me to stretch out. I don't want people touching me while I'm asleep. Even sometimes, like he'll come over, like he'll roll over, he'll get super close onto my pillow to kiss me goodnight. And I give him this look, and he's like, what are you looking at me for? And I'm like, get off my pillow. He's like, I'm just kissing you goodnight. I'm like, okay, fine. But then get off my pillow. the other night that happened, and then he was like, okay, romantic. Just, yeah, don't touch me. But yeah, this cracked me up when Pamora Fiff couldn't decide which crutch to pick, and RuPaul's like, well, that's this week's episode.
Yeah, it was
Makes me
funny.
wonder how long that went on for.
Yeah, she said it didn't go anywhere near as long as what they made it look like, but
Dude,
yeah.
everyone's going to say that. Everyone's going to be
Everyone's gonna say
defensive.
that.
Everyone's going to say that. I
I'd say
mean,
that.
yeah, you would totally say that. I
I'd
say
say
to you last week, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't know the Divinals were Australian. You're like, yeah, that's because your camera is off. I'm like, it's not.
I didn't say that.
Roll the tape. Roll the tape. But anyway, it was a funny mini challenge. Who won? Did anyone win?
Molly Poppins
Molly
won.
Poppins won. Okay, and she once again won the power of pairing people up.
Yes.
The challenge this week is that they have to MC like a fake
Drag brunch.
drag brunch. Have you ever done drag brunch?
No, but more, yeah, the more and more this week, this episode has been talked about, the more and more people have been like, it's not really a thing that much in Australia.
Yes and no. They do it around Mardi Gras time, really.
It's more new, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. But I mean, it's, yeah, I think brunch is a thing.
Oh, brunch is totally a thing in Australia because a lot of the time we go get sloshed at the pub and then we wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning. What are we going to have for breakfast? I'm like, well, I have this conversation with Adrian all the time. We wake up on a Saturday or Sunday and he's like, oh, what do we want to do for breakfast? Do we want to just do a Macca's run or something? I'm like, what are you talking about breakfast? By the time we get out and get ready, because Adrian's one of those people, he showers not just morning or night, it's morning and night. So he showers morning and night. And then before we go anywhere, we've got to make sure that the cat's okay and we've cleaned her pee pad and, you know, she's got clean kitty litter. And then we've got to make sure that the dog's got her collar on and she's in the backyard and she's got treats and stuff. So that by the time we leave for breakfast, it's fucking, it's like 10:45, sometimes 11 o'clock or something. So, you know, just like, dude, I can't handle it. It does my head in. The brunch is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now let's get into the pairing, shall we? We have my apologies if I clear my throat. Look, I'm gonna try, look, disclaimer to the listeners, I'm gonna try and edit out as much as I can of me coughing and clearing my throat, but I'll be honest, it's actually quite hard because I feel like every time I say something, it's just stuck in the back of my throat. So just be thankful that I'm here.
Yeah.
Just be grateful that I'm here. Look, I'll try. I'll try and edit it out as much as I can.
She has COVID. People with COVID cough.
We
Just
cough
deal
and we
with
clear
it.
our throats, and hey, and apparently in my case, my hands swell up. So
Yeah. So just deal with it, listeners.
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry. I'll try and work around it where I can, but I'm just putting it out there. It may not be perfect.
I'm just going to attack the listeners.
Yeah.
That's what a good, that's what a good co-host does.
Look, host of podcast 101, abuse, assault, taunt your listeners. That's rule number one. Rule number two,
I mean, you're
attack,
apologizing, so it's like the
taunt.
other person needs to do the opposite. It does make sense, you know. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
This, I kind of feel like this is a you and I challenge, sort of.
Is a bit.
You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, it's a duo.
It's a duo.
It's kind of going to be light and shade in all of the, like, you know, in the duet. I think they're the best duo pairings, to be honest, when you've got light and shade. They're not too exactly the same. Straight man, fun man, you know, like Penn and Teller, American Rosso, two Australian.
Yeah.
Do you know who American Rosso are? Jesus Christ, tell me you know who American Rosso are.
Yes, I know who American restaurant.
Okay. But I also showed my age in referencing American Rosso and not Hamish and Andy.
Yeah, it's an older reference.
Yeah. Australian comedy duos.
Hamish and Andy are a good
Leno and
example.
Woodley, also showing my age. Another pair of Aussie comedian duos. I think they're the best pairings as opposed to having two comedians that are pretty much the same or
Yeah.
personality types that are very closely linked to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a smart way to do it.
Because
Even like
I think what can happen in a lot of those, if you have someone that's kind of the same sort of personality type, one is still going to outshine the other. And then it can come into a bit of a competition where you can't quite balance it out. It's all about balance, Deb.
yeah.
Yep.
Like, yeah, there needs to be like, yeah, some type of a level or yeah, a dynamic between the two.
Yep. What did you think of this pair of these pairings? So we have Pamora Fifth and Beverly Kills. We have Yuri Guy and Spanky Jackson. We have Queen Kong and Minnie Cooper. And then we have Molly Poppins and Hanaconda. I think that's it, right? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's it.
What did you think of the pairings?
Yeah, I think they're actually mostly good pairings. The maybe I think like the most uncertain one probably is just Primara Fifth and Beverly Kills.
Yeah, there's comment where they were like, Molly Poppins is being shady and being strategic and whatever. I actually think these were pretty good pairings, to be honest. Like,
Yeah.
given the cast that you've got, I think she attacked it in a really good way. But also they're like, oh, so you wanted to get the funniest person to yourself when they were talking about Hanaconda. My answer to that would have been, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much me too. I would have been like,
Wait, yeah,
plus,
and what of
they're both like the same height. It's, yeah, they both make sense next to one another.
so dumb. I love when they get so bitchy about that, just being like, oh, and you took the best one. I'm like, yeah.
I like that, like they created a word as well out of it. It's like I'd never. I mean, it's very Oz, even though. Well, they did it. It was Spanky that created it, right? Like Seve. I think she's pulling Seve.
Devo.
Seve. which I think which was slang for sabotage, but
Oh, Sabo.
Seve.
Oh, these things serve Sevo. My
Yeah, I was saying it with
Seven
an. I was saying
Hills.
it with a Kiwi accent.
You say
Seve.
Sevo, you're trying to say Seven Hills, which is a suburb in the northwest of Sydney.
Like sabotage.
Sabotage. Oh my God.
Seve.
I love how they play this up to the camera, but I love how Molly's like, look, I'm a Pisces and I don't like conflict. I'm like, bitch, don't use your star sign as a fucking excuse. I'm sorry, I'm just a Pisces. I'm sorry, I'm an Aquarius. I can't make a decision because I'm a Libra or a Gemini or whatever. Fuck, I can't. I'm like, bitch, take
Like,
accountability.
I'm sorry, I'm a Gemini. I have different moods.
See, in terms of star signs, I think you should have been a Libra. You're pretty close because you're a Gemini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they're kind of similar, but Libras are renowned for not being able to make up their mind. Geminis are a little bit like that. Adrian's a Gemini. I always get along with Geminis. They're always like super close friends with me. Yeah, and I'm just super likable because I'm a Leo. I think one time I did an astro like an in-depth astrology reading on my specific birth date, and they were like, "This day in the astrolog is this day in the astrological calendar is the day that the sun shines the brightest and the loudest." And I'm like, Of course it does. But I do love when people are just like, look, this is my star sign. I don't like this. I don't prerequisite why you don't like conflict. Just be like, look, I don't like
Yeah,
conflict.
we should just use it for everything in life, really, at this point. Yeah,
Yeah.
just
Next
show
time
up late
I
for
go to a
work. Look, I'm a
restaurant.
Gemini, I'm late sometimes.
Next time we go to a restaurant, can we do this? Like the waiter or whoever comes over to take our order, like, hi, I'm a Leo. So if I can just get the lamb shanks with sweet potato and I'll get red wine jus. And what did you want, Sean? I'm a Gemini, so I'll just get the seafood hot pot. And Adrian will be like, hi, I'm a Gemini and I'm a celiac, so can I get this as gluten free? Oh
I'm like, sorry, I'm a Gemini, so can I get cutlery for these?
Yeah, I'm a Leo. I'm not. Can I use chopsticks? If I can have some chopsticks.
Like Libra, like Leos are more adventurous.
Yeah. What did you want from what are you gonna wear to what are you gonna wear to the wedding on Saturday? Well, I'm an Aquarius, so I'm thinking I should.
Like, I'm thinking I'll wear a suit.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'll wear a suit, but I've got a Cancer rising, so I'm thinking instead of a long tie, I'll wear a bow tie, maybe.
Like, I can't decide on the color of the suit yet. You know, I'm a Gemini, so I'm indecisive sometimes.
Yeah, oh thank God you're not a li liberal, right? I know.
Never decide that way.
Who did you think was going to do really well as a pair? Just first impressions of what you can see right now.
During the workshopping or the.
Not workshop, literally just when they're at their tables, just trying to draft ideas before the workshop.
I think I probably had highest expectations of Hannah Condra and Molly Poppins.
Yeah, same. I actually thought there was a bit of a dark horse here. I thought Spanky Jackson and Yuri Guy were going to do really well as well. And the reason for that was because Spanky Jackson is very much the type of person that
He's very
wants
good.
to, what they were saying in the workshop, she wants Yuri Guy to be the best. She wants Yuri Guy to be the best. Also, Yuri Guy is younger and a lot more open to feedback. And a lot more open to learning where Spanky Jackson's been doing it for a very long time. So she kind of
Yeah.
does know the ropes, knows how to talk to people, knows how to get a room going. So I think that's where they were going to be a really good yin and yang situation.
Yeah, I had a feeling with Spanky Jackson that she'd do well with this too, because she's very, like, she's funny, but also in a very approachable way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
It's
my
kind of
mate.
good. It's good for this challenge.
Yeah, that's what you need. And that's the thing. If you're going to be an MC, I think an MC, this is really what the challenge is. It's an MC sort of role, but a bit more scripted than that. Because I've
Yeah.
done MCing before, but I never really have a script. I kind of just go off, like if it's a wedding or if it's a corporate event or something like that, I'll have like a couple of one-liners or something like that. And then, but I kind of just work with the audience around me and just involve them. I think that's the way that I approach it anyway. Like I did a corporate event a while ago when none of the people in the room had actually heard me sing before, and I came out in the first and they knew that I was going to sing. And the first thing I said was, I'm like, are you guys nervous? And then everyone laughed because they shouldn't be nervous. They shouldn't be nervous, but it's like a nice sort of icebreaker. And then I did my big number. And then everyone clapped and applauded. And I was like, oh, well, that went well. Well, anyway, I'll give you guys a bit of a breather so you can catch up. And then I did a slower song. And again, everyone. So it's kind of like just involving, like just getting everyone involved in your shtick, because then it does make you approachable and just likable and friendly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of just how you need to do it. So I think this is where going back to Pamara and Beverly, this was the concern I had. It just seemed so rigid and so directed. I don't know how anyone was going to be able to connect with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit of a tricky one. Like, I'm not saying because like it is a bit of a skill. It is a bit of a skill. Like, it took me many years to be able to do that. But yeah, because you do have to try and because you have to tell jokes, but also, yeah, you kind of need to just invite people into the circle that you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely an yeah, it's definitely like another skill.
Before we move on to the workshopping, we have touched on this a little bit before. I'm actually surprised that they brought it up in the season. I'm wondering if they have scheduled, I wonder if they have instigated this conversation. Queen Kong and Minnie
Yes.
Cooper go over to Hannah Conda and Molly Poppins' table, and they're all like, "So what are you guys doing for your set?" And
100% the producers were like,
yeah,
Queen
they produced
Kong.
the fuck out of this.
They like, I mean, they literally, Queen Kong was like, hey guys.
Hey guys, let's talk about white privilege.
Yeah, it was literally like unprompted, like this,
Yeah.
like in quotation, little
But
quotation fingers, unprompted. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the challenge, even though there's no reason for us to talk about the challenge.
Yeah.
And then we
But
have
can
another
I
joke
say
about that.
this? Can I say this? Because we were talking about this when the season first started, when I was kind of just not defending Hannah Conda, but you know, just trying to give a bit of context as to why she shouldn't be, why I personally don't believe she should be cancelled. And if you don't want to engage in her art, that's entirely up to you. But I think this was a great conversation to have on television for the world to see because it does give a lot more explanation and context as to the issues that we have in Australia. Like, we call it casual racism because it's not like it was great. It was a great dialogue to have because, you know, and like when Hannah Conda said, you know, I used to wear. You know, I used to get up in these, you know, geisha outfits and stuff for shows, thinking that I was paying homage to the culture, not realizing that me actually doing it was cultural appropriation and therefore is a form of racism. And when Queen Kong sort of said, "How are you upright? Like, how are you embracing a cult? You can't embrace a culture that you've stolen." I think that was a great way to word it. And it gives a lot more context and understanding for people that don't understand why there is a problem with that. And it just shows that we've got a long way to go in this country. Like, we're a multicultural society. So we have a lot of, like, a lot of my friends, I actually don't have as many white friends in inverted commas. Like, there's truly a mix. I have friends that are of Lebanese descent, or like, you know, their parents are from Lebanon. I have Egyptian friends, Chinese, Japanese, Filipino, you know, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. But so I think sometimes as Australians, we do see that everywhere because we do on paper embrace other cultures, but I just don't think we understand. Like, I think Hannah kind of hit the nail on the head where it's so casual. We just don't get that a lot of the shit that we do is racist.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, and
it's re we've really got to be spoon-fed this information, which is crazy, and I'm not excusing it, but you know.
it def and I think it definitely happens in, yeah, like happens growing up. Like there'll be environments where all your friends, like I've noticed it happen where like I've been friends with people that mostly only hang out with other white people, basically. So then, like, they don't, I don't know, grasp. I don't, yeah, it's like they sort of like that community mentality ends up happening to them anyway, where they don't
Yeah,
grasp.
well, I've known some
Yeah.
people. Look, Adrian's white. I'm white. Not because of a preference, just a coincidence that I fell in love with him.
It's not, yeah. There's nothing wrong with other people hanging out with other people,
Yeah,
but
but
it's just
I've
like,
known some
yeah.
people that have, you know, been in other relationships where, like I knew somebody where she was of, like English Anglo-Saxon descent, but she married somebody from China, and people would just stare at them and just be shocked and surprised. I'm like, that's I'm like, it's actually not that unbelievable. So, and I don't think people realize that is a form of casual racism, just even making a comment on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's, you know, but I think Queen Kong gave a lot of great context as well. And yeah, she pretty much said exactly what I said a couple of weeks ago, where she's like, it's no one's place to accept an apology on her behalf. She is trying to be a better person. I can't change the hurt, but she's trying to be a better person and she's put a lot of the work in.
Yeah,
So I
and
was like,
I think like yeah, what she's talking about there too, it's like it's actually and what Queen Kong says too, it's like it's the actual example of taking responsibility for your actions.
yeah, I'm
Yeah.
very much, you
Like
know, and I'm hoping
it's
I
not
can.
just saying you're sorry, it's actually actively doing stuff.
Yeah, oh, sorry, but is not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, actions do speak louder than words. I'm very much a type of person where, you know, I was talking to someone, I won't say names or anything, but someone was like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that to you. I'll get them to apologize to you. And I said, I don't want a fucking apology. What's the point in you telling them to apologize? It's not going to change the fact that they did this shitty thing. And now I'm forever uncomfortable around this person. That's not going to change it.
Yeah, sometimes an apology, just an apology, doesn't really do all that much.
It does nothing. If the person has, you know, done something that's so, like, obviously it depends on the person, the circumstances, but there are
Yeah.
some things, if, like, it bothers me when you see people that have kids and they go, you know, say you're sorry. Sorry. Sorry doesn't always fix it. You know, I think you've got to be able to think about the con. You need to be able to think ahead. The shitty thing that you did has consequences, and the consequences are, and those consequences make certain people feel this. Now you comment on it. You know
Yeah,
what I
or
mean?
like
You
teach.
provide comment. It's,
Yeah, if
yeah.
anything like that, just saying, like, you have to say sorry isn't quite enough. Being like, you have to, like, okay, it's important you say sorry, but why is it important you say sorry? Why are you sorry?
Yeah. But
Getting
also,
there.
in a way,
Why
you
was
have
it
some people that
wrong?
go, I'm not going to apologize if I don't mean it. I'm like, well, you know what? You go. I'm the
Yeah.
same. Like, it depends. Like, I mean, they might be dickheads, but, you know, if they don't stand by the apology, then why do you want an apology from them? They don't mean it.
Yeah.
I'm very much the type of person, I'm like, I'm not going to apologize to you if I don't think I've done anything wrong. But I'll hear you out if you're saying that I have done something wrong, and then I'll consider it later and reflect later. Yeah. But anyway, I won't harp on about it much more, but very good conversation. Good on you, producers, for pushing that together.
Yeah, they did well with that one. Actually, I just noticed as I have it playing in the background. I just noticed too, as they were going to talk to the Mini Cooper was holding the two stools as they
Yeah.
as they walked over to them. It's like, okay, so are you just having a little chat? Are you literally planning on sitting down?
Yeah. I'd be very interested to know.
So
But it
casual.
sounds as though, and I truly believe this, take away the television show. I truly believe that the community, the community have sort of gotten around Hannah Conda to sort of help her in her journey, just to become, I guess, more educated and to really expand on, I guess, her. How would you word it? You know, she says, you know, I'm trying to be a better person. So, and I think everyone sort of is trying to help her on that journey, which I think is great, you know.
Yeah, it's like I think all the queens that
Knowledge
talk
is
about her
power.
that know her, I think
Yeah.
tend to say that she's coming from a genuine place.
Yeah. So that's nice. Anyway, let's get into the workshopping, shall we?
Yes.
Off to the workshop. We're in the workshop with Reese and some other guy that I don't know. Yeah. Who is this guy?
Should we look him up?
Okay. Sean doesn't know him either. But hey, I'm allowed to not know who he is because he's not Australian.
I mean, fair, yeah. Assumedly a comedian, but let's look.
He kind of looks like the weatherman Tim Bailey in Channel 10.
Does he?
Okay.
I don't watch the news.
Okay, it shows. I tell you what,
I mean, you don't need to watch the news anymore. That's what the phones are for now anyway.
Oh, but I hate that because it's all clickbait and shit, and it tells me about the Kardashians and who they fucking married and
I mean,
all
we
this
can
other
literally
crap. I don't
get.
need to know about it.
Sometimes it literally comes up from the news channels anyway, so.
I hate it. I hate it. Because then it clogs all the other stuff that I should have known about. Like yesterday, I had no idea. My favorite band, The Darkness. Fucking, they're my favorite band. They're my favorite band.
What about what happened?
I didn't realize that the singer from The Darkness for the past 9 months has his own YouTube channel, which, by the way, I actually think you would appreciate. He does a video like almost every day where he dissects songs and he reads like hate comments and all this other stuff. But it's like, and I'm just like, how didn't I fucking know this? And it's all because Access Online keep on putting up posts about the Kardashians or some other shit that I just don't care about. I was so mad. I was like, I could have been watching this whole time.
Yeah, it's true. That does happen.
Yeah, and then Adrian was such a shady dick about it. You know what he said? He goes, oh, well, clearly you're not a big fan then. Fuck off.
Also, it was Chris Parker.
Okay, what's he do?
I found his name now. Actor.
Okay.
He's an actor.
That'll do. That'll do.
I mean, that Nude Tuesday movie.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Can
I tell you about Nude Tuesday? Can I tell you about Nude Tuesday? I know we're talking about this, but can I tell you about Nude Tuesday?
Yes.
I totally forgot that he's in Nude Tuesday. That's where I know him from. Okay, so I've watched Nude Tuesday. There's actually three versions of it. So I've watched it twice because have you seen it yet?
No, but I've seen the ad where it tells you, like, that, yeah, you can watch multiple versions because it's
okay,
in subtitles, right?
So I've watched the, I watched the first version. I can't remember who wrote the script for it. New Tuesday for non-Australian listeners. It is a movie that has been made for Stan, which is the broadcasting streaming service that plays Drag Race Down Under, Stan. It's Australian show, Australian movie, and it's got Jermaine Clement, who was in Flight of the Conchords, also played the crab in Moana, and he's in a lot of things. He was in the last Men in Black movie as the villain, and what else has he done?
I think he was in Divorce, I think, with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, yeah, he's in heaps of stuff. Anyway, so he's one of the leads, and basically this movie, it's all in gibberish. So they're not saying anything. They're saying non-words. But there's actually, you can actually watch the same movie three different sets of subtitles written by comedians. Hilarious. So funny. It's about a couple that, it's about this couple, they like their marriage sucks balls. They've been married for like 10 years. They've got two kids. They haven't had sex in fuck knows how long. They don't know how to talk to each other. I think the mother of the husband sends them to this like hippy dippy sex, sex couples retreat thing.
I've got some very funny trivia for Chris Parker for you, by the way.
But can I tell you about this little bit that I realized?
You have something in common.
He has colon syndrome?
Yes.
That's who he is, because that's what I was going to say.
It's his right pectoral muscle.
Yes, Yes. Because I watched, okay, that's who he is, Chris Parker, because we were trying to find who it was. Because what happened was we watched the movie the first time. There's a scene, not to spoil it. I've just told you it's about it, like hippy dippy. So there's lots of like nudity and stuff. But there's this scene where everyone is nude. I didn't notice the first time that I watched it that this guy has bloody Poland syndrome. And I watched it again the other night and I paused it and I screamed at the TV. And then Adrian's like, what are you screaming at? I'm like, look at the screen, look at the screen. I was very excited. And then we were madly trying to figure out the actor's name, we couldn't figure it out. So thank you. Sorry, listeners, I didn't mean to scream. That was probably so loud.
Yeah, it came up in like a trivia. You know how Google has those trivia questions where like it has like a question and then you can press the little arrow thingy and it gives an answer. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was one. It was like, does Chris Parker have Poland syndrome? I'm like, what are the odds of that? That's very funny.
He sure does.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I was so excited. And it's on the same side as me as well. Yep. So I should hit him up. Seriously, I was so excited. I saw it on TV and I'm like, oh my God, we've got representation. Representation.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool.
I've never seen it on TV. Seriously, listeners, Poland syndrome. That's how rare it is. I've never seen it on TV. I nearly started crying. I was so excited. Meanwhile, everyone else has got their like boobs out, their tits out, or their tits out, their dicks out, and everything. And I'm just freaking out about this one guy. I was very excited. I'm going to follow him on Instagram right now.
He's the same age as me. It's funny.
Oh, is he?
1990. It just says born 1990. Don't know what month.
Very different on Instagram than what he does on this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. They look like two different people. I guess it's the power of makeup, isn't that right, Nikki Tutorials? Anyway, I'll stop screaming into the microphone. Back into the workshopping. Who did you think was doing well and bad in the workshopping?
I feel like the best, I mean, yeah, the best, the ones that did the best seem to be definitely Spanky and Yuri did the best.
Yep,
Their
agreed.
material was the funniest
Yes.
by
Yep.
far. Yeah, and then sort of Hannah Condra and Molly Poppins did reasonably well, but with some help, I guess.
Yeah, I think the thing that was sort of it was interesting. This is where you have to Mary, oh, sorry, Mary. Molly Poppins has thought the right thing in terms of just grabbing the one that's the most what do you call it, picking the queen that's the most is the funniest one. Yes, sorry,
Yeah.
sorry, I'm still thinking about this guy having Poland syndrome. I'm very excited. Seriously, I was so excited. I feel like just sending him a message and being like, oh my God, thank you for bringing Poland syndrome to Drag Race. Anyway, this poor guy, he's gonna be like, oh fuck. Yeah, anyway, I think the problem with it wasn't a problem. I think Molly Poppins has gone, right, Hannah's the funniest, grab her. But they're actually not that far off in terms, I think Molly was sort of relying on Hannah to just be funny and carry her through, but that's not how it works. You need to kind of bat back. If they bat to you, you need to bat back.
Yeah, they still need some good material to work with.
Yeah. I thought Queen Kong and Minnie was interesting because Minnie was very forthcoming.
Yes.
She was playing the role of Melanie Driver. Queen Kong was playing the role of Sean Renfrey.
Yeah, Minnie was just being very Minnie.
She's a lot.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not saying it's bad, but she is a lot. Yeah. the feedback was good in that they said, you know, you need to come forward, you need to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Good feedback.
Yeah, it was good feedback.
And then here you
Presents.
go. We've got Beverly Kills and Pomara and
Yeah, they're like, it seems like they struggled the most. I mean, they had good material with the whole like we're catering to white women thing. That was funny, but yeah.
yeah, this is the thing. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. But you know what I felt like this was? I felt like this was someone trying to charge ahead of the other one. It was always someone trying to defuse that other person's candle while trying to
Yeah,
light their own.
the whole line struggle thing. Yeah, it's a bit much.
Stepping on each other's lines and. Yeah, I can't
Yeah.
believe. I'm sorry. I know we've talked about this, but I can't believe that this dude is the dude that I've been trying to search for this whole time. Like for the past week, I've been trying to search this guy online.
That's
This
funny.
whole time he was on Drag Race. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well. Anyway, fucking hell. It was just really, I could tell that Beverly was getting really frustrated, and I could tell that Pamara was getting a bit, I think Pamara, I could be totally wrong, but I did sort of feel like Pamara, I'm not too sure, is Pamara older? She is, isn't she? She's like 30, right?
I think so.
I think she kind of tried to steam ahead of Beverly a little bit, which can naturally happen if you're older than if you're working with someone where there is a bit of an age difference.
Yeah.
I think that's where it kind of became very obvious that there
Yeah,
wasn't a lot of
Beverly is
balance.
21 too, yeah.
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 But in saying that, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, the material wasn't bad, yeah. It was just sort of like how they worked together wasn't quite connecting as much as what it needed to. But they were giving good advice. I think the two of them are very good, yeah, they're very good men coaches.
Yeah, I think Chris Parker, I've been a big fan of him for a very long time, and I think he should be made a permanent judge and permanent mentor and permanent everything on every franchise of RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul's Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race UK,
Celebrity, secret celebrity.
Secret Celebrity Drag Race, where he's also a contestant and a judge. I also think we need representation. He is the one in 100,000.
Yeah, if there's any
Come on,
guest,
Poland, let's go.
if there's any judge that can ruin Untucked for us and come into the workroom in the midst of a good conversation, it's him.
My God. Come through Poland. I don't mean the country, I mean as in Poland syndrome. Guys,
Root
please
Poland.
educate yourself. Look it up. Poland's, as we call it. Oh, shit. I actually think that's why COVID smacked me down as hard as it has.
Possibly, yeah.
Because my ribs are compressed on that side, the same as Chris Parker from the movie New Tuesday. I don't know if you've heard of him. If you haven't heard of him, you're ignorant. dickhead. Yeah, I think because when I cough, and also because I've got my implant, I think it's just not a lot of room for me to breathe when I'm coughing, which is really gross. But anyway, overall, I'm doing well. Sean still hasn't had it. How? I don't fucking know. But you know, here we are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Always the boring married couples that are getting it. Kind of throws the social distancing out the window, if you know what I mean. Now, we are in the workroom. They're getting ready. Everyone is getting ready except for one queen.
Yuri is,
Fuck!
yeah,
Did
poor
she get a
thing.
sty? Is that what happened?
A sty. I'm sure it was worse than a sty. She needed to go to hospital. But also, yeah, I don't know. It was some type of eye infection, I think they said.
Crazy. She couldn't even be there to get ready with them.
Yeah. I
But
mean, I imagine that does happen a lot with for drag queens. I mean, when you're having to put all these eyelashes on, all this eye makeup,
yeah.
even if you're the most careful person in the world, something
Yeah.
bad is going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
And if you're someone that's prone to eye infections and scars, it's just going to happen.
Yeah, that's it. It's a load of makeup, and that's why it's really important you got to keep your brushes clean, Jinx Monsoon. Found it recently, she doesn't clean her brushes. I'm like, oh my God, don't say that you don't clean your brushes. And she's like, I'm on prep though. I'm like, oh my God, Jinx. Saying I'm on prep though is pretty much like saying, look, I'm a Pisces.
She was being funny, but yes.
but yeah, I was watching this and I'm like, fuck, are they even gonna be able to do this?
Yeah.
Because she wasn't even there when they were sitting on the stage. Like, and then she runs out the back while they're performing to put her makeup on.
I think someone said, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Pamara, might have said in the exit interview. I think that she had like 40 minutes or something to do
Wow.
it. She did it. She pulled it off really quickly.
Good on you. It's bloody professionalism.
Yeah, she did well.
Yep. Our guest judge this week, RuPaul looks beautiful.
Yes. And yes, sorry, we have Ursula.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Ursula Carlson?
I've only vaguely seen her as like the in like game show type things.
She drove me crazy a few years ago. like I was this is when I was living in the apartment, so it was a while ago when I was being an independent woman living on my own in an apartment.
Yeah.
It was just me and Beth, first eliminated queen from season two of Canada's Drag Race. We were living together. I was watching the Mardi Gras parade. This is obviously before COVID and whatever. So this is when they were shutting down King's Cross and just having having all the parades go down the street. And she was doing this thing, it fucking drove me crazy, where she was running up to the floats and interviewing them as they were walking on the grounds. And I think Courtney Act was there as well. I think she was one of the other interviewers, I guess, on the
Yeah.
grounds. And what Ursula was doing, she was getting, because she's a lesbian, and she was so fucking excited and so fucking enthusiastic, which is absolutely fantastic. I'm renowned for being very excited if I really, am really genuinely excited about something. But what was happening was she was interviewing these people, but she'd be like, oh my God, you're having the best time. What's your float about? And then the other person would be like, oh, our float is about, I don't know, for example, we're the Rainbow Recovery and, how long have you guys been together? And just cutting them off before they could even answer the question. And I was like, they are not even getting the opportunity to speak, and it was so jarring. And then they had Cher on, and Cher's just walking down the street, and she did the same thing to Cher as well. And I'm like, let Cher speak. I was so cranky. I've moved on, but I was like, oh my God, this is the worst. Like, I just want to hear what they do.
I mean, it's kind of the worst environment for an interview anyway.
Yeah, it is, and that was the thing too. Like, I don't know, it's probably not her fault, but I don't hold it against her. But every time I see her on TV, I'm like, oh, I turn to the person sitting next to me this one time.
Mean,
Maybe I'm not past it.
they'd get more out of interviewing people like before the parade.
Just before they go out, or just after they come off.
Yeah.
I actually like the format they do now, where they do it at the MCG. Because then
Yeah.
everyone has an opportunity to be seen.
Yeah.
Well, they make announcements.
that's gone, but
It's gone. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, they're going back to Oxford Street.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They love, I mean, yeah, they're very traditional.
Okay.
But Mark, I mean, one day they're
traditional.
One day they might go back to MCG again.
That's a statement. Mardi Gras traditional.
It's funny, but it's funny, but it's true. It's one of those things. But yeah, they have been at MCG before, apparently in like 2000. The, for some reason, they had to. I can't remember what that reason was, but yeah. But yeah, they love to do the walk down Oxford Street. Even though I think it's a bit better in MCG, but. Yet again, no one has to pay if it's on Oxford Street, so it is nice that viewers don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Even though it's really hard to see, I wouldn't want to go as a spectator.
First two queens come out, Pomara Fifth and Beverly Kills, and it's not bad. It's actually quite good. Drag brunch is a safe space for comfort.
Yeah.
It wasn't a joke. I don't know what she meant by that at all.
Yeah, I have to wonder if, like, they had a joke planned for when Yuri was actually going to be there, and then they just went, oh, shit, and then came off with something on the cuff, and it just didn't land.
Yeah, I think if someone's not there to accept the joke, just ignore it. I wouldn't even bother replacing it.
Yeah, if I mean, if anything, I'd be like, okay, we had a joke planned, but let's just scrap it. Like, if...
I'd just ignore it because yeah. No one knows what you planned. Like, this is the way that I see it. No one knows what you planned. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see something that they didn't, you know, they don't know what's going to happen. So I wouldn't have said anything, but like, that's just me. I know I'm a professional. You're not a professional. I understand, Sean. It's a hard thing to learn, but you know, don't admit when you've made mistakes. Don't admit when you don't have material or something, you know? It's okay, Sean. You'll learn in time.
Whatever.
No, Sean. It's okay. Just don't beat yourself up about it. It's okay.
I'm just not a professional.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, you're on the way. Right. Anyway. Next duo. Yeah. Next duo, Molly Poppins and Hannah Conda. Hannah Conda, fucking natural.
Yeah.
I Molly wasn't bad either. She was good. I think this was very much Hannah's gig, and Molly was able to, you know, and she yeah. gave Molly a ride.
It was a bit that.
Yeah.
It felt like it was a show, like, if they'd had more time, that it could have been a really good show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it just needed to be a long set or something. But I do think you could sort of see Molly was looking over at Hannah a lot.
Yeah.
And to me, it sort of read as she's just almost trying to learn off Hannah.
I think just with their material, with Hannah having been a priest was more interesting compared to Molly Poppins having wanted to be a clown before drag. There was just more for Hannah to go on with compared to Molly. Molly's was quite quick.
Yeah. Well, if you ask Bianca Del Rio, she has fulfilled her dream. She has become a clown. So it's not that far from reality in a way. You know,
that was basically their joke with it too. They were like, I mean, you're not far off.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to unpack with wanting to be a priest. What a fucking twist. I wanted to be a priest.
Yeah. So that one's like, there's a lot to talk about with that.
Mm.
Like the clown one's kind of like, yeah, you're not far off. And then it's kind of, that's it.
Yeah. But overall, they were really good. I just think Hannah has a lot more experience than Molly Poppins and it showed a bit. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, you know, I've done things where I've had, you know, when I've done a gig and I've gotten a singing student up to sing with me to do a duet, everyone knows that I'm going to be more, like, I guess, more experienced in it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of like it's kind of tricky when you're in a competition situation because you are having to compare. But overall, I thought it was really good. Like, I will say all of them were actually quite good.
Yeah, actually, no one was bad, bad. No one flopped, I don't think.
Yeah. One
Yeah.
I think this is a great episode. Like, I know we haven't finished recapping it yet, but you know, you've got the next duo, Queen Kong and Minnie Cooper.
Yeah.
Minnie Cooper, I think she was actually too laxed in this one. But Queen Kong fucking smashed it.
Yeah, Queen Kong did really well.
The jokes were fantastic when she's like, oh, she's a great person, and that's why she let me come out first. Like, you know, stuff like that, really, really good.
Yeah, the jokes were good. I like too that she did that same thing that Jinx did in her roast, but like we know she didn't copy her because that wouldn't have been aired yet when they were filming this.
No.
So yeah, with the whole like the anyway, here's some jokes about RuPaul's age.
Yeah. No, it's really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Queen Kong just smashed it. I was like, oh, this is the type of queen that I probably like if I didn't know about April Fools, Queen Kong, I could have her as a as like emceeing a wedding or something.
Yeah.
It was the right amount of just like captivating attention without, you know, and being not really offensive, but just including everyone in on the joke. I was pleasantly surprised. She was bloody great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, oh, tensions as they announce the final duo. She bloody makes it on the stage. You're a guy
She
and she looks
made it.
great. 45 minutes, fucking you go, bitch.
Yeah.
You better work, as they say in the biz.
Even Spanky looked great.
Spanky looked beautiful.
Think it's the first time this season.
I love her in the set. She goes, "Hi, I'm Spanky Jackson, and I wear pants."
Yeah, like that. Funny. Yeah, they were such a good duo. Everything just worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, this very much reminded me a bit of like Alaska and
And Alyssa.
Alyssa. Yeah, it was like the perfect working off one another and bouncing.
That's the thing. You kind of have to look at the. You have to look at your partner and be like, right. What's your like what's your strength?
Yeah, I think sometimes too you do need to choose. Yeah, these are good examples of where you choose like, okay, so you're gonna do the bulk talking and then you're gonna do the reaction. Like it's, yeah.
Yeah, we pretty much do the same with the podcast where it's like, okay, like there's one thing that our friends always say about you specifically, they're always like, I love how Sean doesn't say much, but when he does say something, it has such impact and it's so funny. Like, that's all it needs. Like, I'm not giving you invitation to not say anything, but that's
Yeah.
kind of like the shtick where I could take 100 years to say something. Like, we were talking about Nude Tuesday. I'm like, oh my God, I was watching the movie and you can watch it in so many different ways. And anyway, there's this scene and blah, blah, blah. And then you just come out and go, yeah, he's got Poland syndrome. You know? But
Yeah.
yeah, it's kind of just, you just kind of have to identify, okay, so this is the strength of this person. Let's play up to that. And I think sometimes that's where these challenges can be quite daunting. The same as Snatch Game. It can be really daunting to be like, oh, fuck, I'm not funny, or fuck, I'm not good at whatever. It's just, you know, as long as you sort of hone in on, it's just really getting to know the other person on the other end. That's where these challenges can, you know, sink or swim sort of thing. But they were by far the best.
Yeah, they were.
They were great. They were so good. Them followed by Hanaconda, very closely followed by Queen Kong and Minnie Cooper. But to be honest, Queen Kong, in my view, absolutely pulled that train.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then Pamora fifth and Beverly Kills on the bottom. I'm sorry, ladies.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those ones where, yeah, I mean, no one bombed. It was just, yeah, they were at the end.
Yeah, look, I said it last week. I said it in some other episode. You know, someone's going to go home, so it may as well be you.
Yeah, and that's going to happen sometimes in any competition. It will be like, no one was terrible, but like certain people were the best.
Yeah, not everyone's going to win. Not everyone's going to lose unless you're in season 14 playing Snatch Game, in which case you're all going to lose.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah. And then we just do a pointless episode where only one queen goes home.
Yeah. Hooray. Yay. Love those. Right. We're on the runway now. What was the theme?
The theme was
red, right?
Yes, red for filth.
Red for filth. They've done this before.
They probably have.
They did it on All Stars 3 because that's when Trixie wore the latex librarian look with the books and the apple on her head.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah. What were there any looks that stood out to you?
I liked most of them, really.
Okay. Sean is always divisive.
I just didn't really hate any of them. I found it amusing how they tried to make Molly Poppins' boa thing into, like, a massive deal.
It was so slutty.
They were like, the huge reveal. Boom. It was just a hanging boa.
It was so slutty.
I liked it, though. It looked really good. I
loved it. It was so trashy and slutty. It was just, like, next level. It was very cool.
Yeah.
I think my favorite runway, I loved Hannah's. I love Pomora's. I loved because of the cultural reference. I think I really liked... Yeah. I think I really loved Queen Kong's look the best.
Mm. Yeah, Queen Kong's is really good.
Oh, wait. Yuri Guy was really good as well. It was okay. I think Queen Kong's was my favorite.
The funny thing with Mini Coopers is a lot of people have said, like...
I was not into that.
A lot of people have said, like, before you go on... Yeah, before you go on the runway, although they don't really have mirrors back there, like, usually if the producers don't say something, one of the other queens will say something.
Mm.
But it's kind of funny that no one told her that her nipples are hanging out.
I don't know how she didn't know, because I'm looking at it with her just standing there with her arms down, and the dress stops just above sort of, it's not even halfway up her pec.
You would think she'd feel it.
You would know.
You'd think she'd feel it, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, maybe, I don't know if it's where the corset sits, maybe underneath or whatever, or I don't know. Well, she doesn't have a corset on. I don't know. But, yeah.
It was just, dude, get something that fits. But besides that, I actually absolutely hated Beverly Kills. I hated her outfit. I thought it was ugly.
Okay.
It was a lot. It was just a lot of stuff.
It probably was just a lot, I think, yeah. I thought it was very pretty, but yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. It was, for me, it was just like, just pick something. Because you had like the big earring and then you had like the black and the red. Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was just a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But,
so, like, she wasn't just, yeah, she was basically a candle in the wind. Just.
Why was she a candle in the wind?
I don't know. I was trying to come up with a candle reference.
Oh my God. Look, I wouldn't hold a candle to this look. That's how you do it, Sean. Look, it's okay. You're learning. You're learning. I'm the professional. You're not the professional, and that's okay.
You won't be lighting my candle.
Well, no, I've got LEDs.
actually love, I love holding candles now. It's my new thing.
Your new thing is
Yeah.
holding candles.
Yep.
I actually found these really cool.
I need a
Sorry.
plate candle, 'cause it's, yeah, a candle plate attached to a plate, 'cause then I can walk down a room being really creepy.
Oh.
It's just fun.
I mean, do you need that to be creepy?
Yeah, you just have to see it. It's a thing. You don't understand.
Well, I actually found a really cool candlestick holder and I really wanted it, and Adrian said I'm not allowed to have it.
Was it too expensive?
I think it was $80.
That maybe
It
it,
is.
that is too expensive.
No, you didn't let me finish. It's like a pastel pink and it's cockatoos. And Adrian's like, where would you put that? I'm like, what do you mean where I would put that? I would put it in the bird room. And he's like, but we don't use candles. And I'm like, it's for aesthetics, and also we might have a blackout.
Like, it's decorative.
You fucked. Adrian's like, it's $88. I'm like, okay, fine. But I do want this dodo lamp, which is $600. And Adrian's like, that's not gonna make me let you have the candlestick holder. I'm like, why are you controlling my independence? And he's like, you need to stop. Just throw it back on him.
He's just giving you a bit of savo.
Yeah, I don't understand how Mini Cooper didn't know this dress was too low.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, the top of that dress is like a kilometer away from the bottom of her necklace. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I don't know. What has happened to her nipples that she can't feel that it's so far away? I
I
don't
don't know. Maybe it's because I've got Poland syndrome, so I'm always very conscious of my chest, so people don't clock me. But who knows? Look, again, I'm professional. Mini Cooper's not. It's okay. We're all learning. Look, did we want to just change the name of this podcast to? I know this was your podcast that you invited me to be on, but can we just change the podcast to Melanie Driver's masterclass on how to be a professional in everything?
You're like, Sean's called past, but Melanie's a professional.
While Sean suggested we do this podcast, Melanie's professional, so that's what's
Just
cool.
be, but I'm a professional. That'll be the name of your memoir. But I'm a professional. Melanie Driver.
What did you so they announced that Spanky Jackson and your guy are the winners. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And then it starts.
The bottom critiques begin.
Beverly is beside herself. Pamara is beside herself.
They are ripped to shreds.
Beverly is broken.
Yeah, that was actually that was a bit hard to see, actually.
Yeah, Adrian kind of gave me this look and he goes, well, they're crying. And I said to Adrian, I'm like, I understand, because the thing is, no one was bad.
Yeah.
I was very upset. Like, I didn't cry, actually. But I remember when I did X Factor, I did really well and I went home because I didn't fit the storyline.
Yeah.
Very different, a bit different to this, but I remember just getting in the cab and going home and just thinking, I'm so embarrassed. So, in like, it's a really public space, and a lot of queens that go on this show, they make incredible careers for themselves. So it is really high pressure. So I absolutely understand. And also, she's fucking 21. Like, it's bloody hard.
Yeah, and I mean it's so hard in these in any type of creative thing, like when or perform creative performing thing, when you do try your best and then you still end up in the bot in the bottom of the line, like whether you've done really well or not, it's like it's yeah, it hits you.
I think the comments that Queen Kong gave to them, very, very good.
Yeah, that was so nice.
Yeah. Just really diplomatic to the point, saying, one of you are going home, but don't let that defeat you. It's respectful if you put up a proper fight, which I reckon that's the right way to go.
Yeah.
You respect the other person so much, so don't bow down to them. Just bloody go for it. It's literally,
Yeah. Queen
it
Kong,
is
Queen
one of
Kong was
those
lovely there.
things. I've said it once, I've said it twice, I'll say it 28 times. Someone's gonna go home, so it may as well be you. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
We what what is with what's with Michelle Visage's BDSM looks this season? Is Australia known for BDSM?
We're pretty, yeah, it's pretty big here.
Okay.
No, I don't know. No,
All right. So I'm fine with it.
I don't get the BDSM thing here. It's
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, we're not in Germany. Now, I guess we are at the lip sync now.
Oh, well, first off, it was as though the producers with the headsets were like, okay, RuPaul, you just need to give us about 5, 10 minutes. We've lost the sheet with the jokes about all the queens. Hang on, just let us find it. Just let us find it. Hang on, just give us another sec, Ru. And then Ru was like, okay, the bottom two is.
I mean, yeah.
Because he normally has all these little like, you were this, and then like a little joke around the name, and then like announces the bottom two last, or announces one of them last. This time he was just like, Pamara Fifth and Beverly Hills, you are both in the bottom.
Yep, fucking fang it. Go
Just went
for it.
straight for it, wasted no time.
Yep, go for it. Now. Do you know the song that they're lip syncing that they're oh my God. Do you know the song that they are lip syncing to?
Starstruck.
By who?
Years and Years and Kylie
Who's that?
Years and Years are like a band with that guy that's in that TV show. I
No,
forget.
who's Kylie Minogue?
Why are you asking me who Kylie
Well, I'm just asking you.
is? She is an Australian icon that is now worldwide.
Okay.
We began on a Neighbours episode.
Huh.
Began on Neighbours.
I didn't know she was Australian.
Didn't you know she was Australian?
How's it feel? How's it feel? Okay, so
Mean, this would work if she wasn't, if we hadn't already like announced her songs so many times.
Yeah, why are they
It's not
doing
even the
just
first
Kylie
Kylie
Minogue
one this
songs? What's
season.
going on? Why are they just doing Kylie Minogue songs? We're on episode three, and this is the second Minogue song.
It's kind of funny. They like put off using her songs for so many seasons, and now they're like, let's not waste any time. Let's just use them all.
Yeah, so use all of them. Yeah, mate. Like, what about bloody? Okay, so they did Olivia Newton-John last year, but like, there's more Olivia Newton-John songs.
On a night like this, or can't get you out of my head yet, like all of her like older classics they still haven't used.
Yeah, but
Or
like,
I should be so lucky.
yeah, but we don't need any more Kylie Minogue songs. We don't need two in the one season. We've got more Aussie music than that.
We do, yeah.
I mean, fuck, good Jessica Mauboy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jessica
we could
Mauboy.
have
Your Happiness. That would be a good one.
what?
That's always like a gay club one actually, like
The happiness.
yeah. Happiness for you.
That's not an Australian song.
Oh yeah, it's probably a cover, but still.
Mate, we're sticking to
Plenty of
Australian
big,
music for Down
plenty of,
Under.
yeah, plenty of big Australian ones are covers. I mean, Nelly and Brilliant doesn't even have an original song.
But she's got songs that have been written for her.
Yeah, but
Why don't they do
covers.
Torn?
Torn is a cover.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
She's not the first one to sing it.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Whoa! Oh my God. Okay, so going back to Justin Hawkins very briefly, you need to watch this video that he uploaded yesterday. It's called This Changes Everything. And it was like a 10-minute rant about that heartbreaking moment when you find out that a song that you loved was actually a cover.
Yeah, there's so many of them. It's quite funny.
Creepy. I don't believe you. I'm gonna have to look that up.
No, it is. It's a cover.
Wow.
It's one of the
Okay.
many.
Wow. That is very interesting.
Yeah, when I
I
first heard that, I was like, why is she even famous?
They could do that. Oh,
It's quite
Natalie
funny.
Imbruglia is very beautiful and she writes very good music.
She's very beautiful.
She does write really good music and she's a good singer and stuff.
She's maybe had like one other good song. So. But yeah.
Well, watching the lip sync, who did you think was going to win? I had my thoughts the moment that Pamara Fifth took off her lower part of the dress and we just saw pink panties.
Yeah, I had a feeling Beverly Kills might win it. But mostly because we've seen her live as well.
Yeah, I thought Beverly Kills was going to win.
But I mean, I thought they both put up a really good fight though.
Yeah, I think so. It was fair.
Yeah. But yeah, Beverly just had bigger stunts.
Yeah.
None of it.
Stunt queen.
Yeah. But what Primaris said about this was is like she did put her all into it, but her wig is very heavy. So she was kind of held back a bit from that, but she did try.
Born to Try, Delta Goodrum, Australian song.
Yeah, another one.
Yep.
Born to try.
That what? That's not how that goes.
It's the ending, actually. It's how
Oh,
the song ends.
okay.
Because I was born to try. Finish. Song over.
What's your favorite part of a song to sing? The end. Well, anyway, that wraps this week's episode. How fun.
It
I'm quite enjoying this
is.
season.
It's pretty good. And next week is the Snatch Game.
Oh, is it? That's
Yeah.
fun. My mum's funny. She called me right and she goes, "Are you bothering recapping this season?" I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, they're all terrible, aren't they?" I'm like, "Okay."
We should bring your mum on as a guest sometime.
No,
That would
we're
be
not doing
very funny.
She was like, "They're all terrible, aren't they?" I'm like, "No." She goes, "Oh, I think they're an embarrassment to this country." And I'm like, "You're from New Zealand." "Oh, really? Oh, well, that's all right then." She's all like, "Hannah." I'm like, "She's Australian." Like, oh my God. Jesus Christ. I'm like, that's someone that'll get cancelled in a hot minute without realizing it.
Maybe we could bring her on for like a short segment where like we just give her like one topic she's only allowed to talk about.
She's only allowed to talk about, look, if they have an episode where they talk about pandas or something, she can come on. But all she'll do is go, "Oh, I love pandas. Oh. Oh. Pandas. Oh." And she'll probably come up with a joke being like, "Look, it's all there, black and white. Pandas." Good on you, Cheryl. Anyway, good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Melanie.